Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, July 19th, Two Oceans 11. Do we have some name tags in the house? Yeah, I'm making you whip them out early. There's one that says not Chris, so I don't know what his name is. Carrie, don't take her to the prom. Jordan's back with his baseball, always in this practically the same exact seat. He's the new Pang. Someone's got a Mallrats thing going on there. What's your name?
Allison.
Oh, I thought it said Al-Zoon. But then behind you, oh, it says bread. I thought it said beet. I really can't read these from this far, but Steve, that's a really creative one. He wrote Steve on a piece of paper. Tara or Tara?
Tara.
Tara and Remy?
Renee.
They have Price is Right stickers, so obviously they did something else today while they're visiting town. Thank you so much for wearing those or bringing those, everybody. Nobody really wears them as name tags. They just walk in and hold them up. The number one movie in the world right now is Harry Potter and the Death by Halloween. I haven't seen it yet, and when I do, Harry is going to be the only one wearing glasses. Fuck you, 3D. Yeah. Last night, the second finale of the Tournament of Championships was taped here in Los Angeles. Was anyone there besides Jordan? Anyone else? Oh, it was very exciting. It was amazing. It's going to be available soon or now in the comedy album section of iTunes, and I think it's already available at astrecords.com. Very exciting. We played to 5 points, and the final score was 4-4-5. Yeah, it really came down to it. So if you have 2.25 hours to kill, be sure to listen to that. Very quickly, just something I want to bring up from a few weeks ago. Richard Libertini, he's hilarious in The In-Laws and All of Me, and he plays Fletch's, in Fletch movies, he's like the editor or something, you know, the guy in charge. Anyway, he's a genius, and none of my panelists even knew who he was when we did Give Me Libertini or Give Me Death. And so that was kind of sad. Doug Loves Movies tapings on the road include Baltimore at the Comedy Factory on August 3rd and Bloomington, Indiana, where Breaking Away took place, Yeah, I want all the cutters to come down at the Comedy Attic on September 26th. Now, if I'm coming to your town and it's not a podcast taping, the Leonard Maltin game will still be played. Audiences are demanding it and coming to the shows with name tags on, so I have to do it. And what we do is we bring people out of the audience with the best name tags and have them play against whoever my opening act is at that particular gig. All of my tour dates are listed at douglasmovies.com. Oh, and there will be a Benson Interruption podcast taped in Santa Ana, California at the Galaxy Theater on August 21st to Ocean's 11 with very special guests. It's close to L.A., so I think I can get some good people. A lot of audience members tonight got Doug Loves Movies name tag stickers courtesy of Nick and Rod Barrera in Austin, Texas. They work at a company, own a company called Ideal Signs, and you can check them out at signsforsports.com. And thank you for giving me those. It was at the Taint and Teabag taping that I did. I know. There's a podcast called Taint and Teabag where two grown men decided to call themselves Taint and Teabag. And they're two very entertaining radio guys in Austin, Texas. And so my appearance with them, where we got really drunk and really high, so it's a crazy show. That's available now on iTunes. And I think it's episode 11 of Taint and Teabag. They didn't put my name on it. It just says episode 11. I'm like, if you want... Anyway, it's... It's week 9 of me not seeing the movie that shall no longer be mentioned because this bit is getting old. And besides, I love movies. People keep pointing out to me, now it sounds like you don't love movies when you announce which movies you're not seeing, and I want to try to be more positive. For example, the new Winnie the Pooh movie. What a piece of shit. My guest tonight, speaking of pieces of shit, my guest tonight are three of my favorite friends / comedians. Please welcome Brendan Walsh, Pete Holmes, and TJ Miller. Pete Holmes is stuck in traffic.
He was.
It's you know, Carmageddon refuses to end. In Hollywood today, you can't get anywhere. It's a complete stupid mess. So Pete is on his way, and he'll show up eventually. He's the voice of the E-Trade baby.
He is.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about what your life would be like if you were the E-Trade baby. You could buy a yacht. That's amazing.
That baby can't really talk, though, yet.
No.
Probably. I'd imagine. But
that's such
but
a good
when Pete
gig.
Comes in here, hopefully it'll be a nice sight gag that he's the voice of a baby, because he's one of the biggest people I know.
He does. He looks like a big baby. He looks like a big baby that wears hats.
Right now he's a giant baby stuck in traffic. So that's the voice of TJ Miller. Thanks for coming again, TJ.
Thanks, everybody.
Frequent guest.
Somebody recently said that my voice sounded like a drag queen who had a really rough night. So I'm excited about clove cigarettes and marijuana leading to that.
Well, that's what you blame those things on?
Yeah, that, and I have to go to speech therapy. Thanks for bringing it up, Doug, because I used my vocal cords incorrectly. God damn it.
Do you think you could learn to use them correctly?
Yeah, I'm going to a speech therapist.
I like your voice. Some people say we have the same voice, which I think that's dumb, first of all.
And let me say...
Wait, who's talking?
Fuck those people. Let me say, fuck those people. I like that they're dumb, which
it's
I told them...
similar if I started talking like this.
Oh, snap.
I talk like this.
Hey, sailors, who Why needs a dick suck?
Come on down to the harbor and drop trow. I didn't make your voice gay. I made you sound like an idiot.
I know, and I
That's
made you
not
sound
as
gay.
Mean. Although, actually, it's probably more mean, right?
It is
it's more mean.
It's more
mean to make fun of the handicapped than the gay.
Yeah, you're saying, look at you, you're like a person.
But your guy wasn't handicapped, necessarily.
No, just sounds like TJ Miller.
Yes, just a dead on.
No, I don't think that's...
I was in How to Train Your Dragon.
No, first of all, I usually...
I can teach
Yogi
you
Bear,
how to do it.
First of all.
You do open with Yogi Bear, and you brought a copy for someone to win tonight.
I did.
Now, Yogi Bear on TV is not in 3D, though, right?
No, not unless you have a 3D television, which they have.
But would it
be 3D?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is the name of the movie Yogi Bear 3D?
Yeah, but still, when they put it on TV, they probably take the 3D out.
That's true.
They remove it.
I think there is a 3D version of it that you
all
can
right.
get.
Well, I don't want no picnic baskets flying at me. I'm watching it in 2D. Well, Brendan Walsh, you've 2D. Been on the show before.
I've been on here before.
Regaled us with your stories of being in one of the Spy Kids films.
Yeah, twice maybe I told that story.
Yeah, we tell
podcast.
It every time. Have you heard about
the... Ooh, I haven't heard it.
Have you heard about... You guys could talk later. Have you heard about...
well, but it was really kind of pressing my mind. I don't think I'll be able to play the Leonard Maltin game unless I hear the story.
Well,
one of the categories is Spy Kids movies.
Okay, I'll wait.
You have to figure out which one. But no, there's a new one coming out this summer. Have you heard about that,
no.
or did you try to get into it?
Nope. Neither.
No.
It's Jessica Alba's like a, you know, a hot mom who is a spy.
Oh.
And the whole movie's about her, and like, I guess she has a family that they're all spies or something.
Who directs those?
Robert Rodriguez.
Robert Rodriguez.
Or maybe it's Richard Rick. Maybe it's
Pete
Richard Rickrader.
That's Pete in traffic. Robert Rodriguez. I'm a big baby. No? All right. I stand by it. Solid callback.
Before he gets here, though, just let me say that, like, those commercials, it never is like, oh, that's my friend Pete talking out of a baby's mouth. For some reason, the way he delivers it doesn't sound that Pete Holmesian to me.
Well, I think he does a voice. I'd like to hear.
Yeah,
because I've never asked
him. Let's
get
him to do it when he gets here.
Okay.
Because when you're the voice,
great,
of,
right?
yeah, you're the voice
fine.
Of a talking car in a
I am.
TV spot,
and I get a
and
fair
that
amount
sounds
of people,
to you like me. That sounds like you to me.
Yeah, and most people on Twitter ask you if it's me. I think that's interesting.
Well, because I started a thing
like,
where I go...
You're friends with TJ.
Let me explain it to you. This is why they do it. Because I occasionally go, the voice in the Honda commercials is Kevin Spacey, #, you're welcome. Like, I do that so people don't go nuts.
Wait, which one's Kevin Spacey?
All the Honda commercials lately are Kevin Spacey.
He's raking it in.
But I do that on Twitter. I point out who's doing the voice of things. And then I say, you're welcome. So people are saying to me now that it's you in that commercial, like you're somebody I wouldn't catch on.
I was mistaken.
Who that voice is.
Okay, so you're just a helpful voiceover man.
I try to be.
I like it.
But the people take the you're welcome as being sarcastic or snotty. And so then they write back to me real obvious ones. You know, like the guy in the Jack in the Box commercials is Jack.
You're welcome.
#, you're welcome. #, suck on it. #, too many #.
Have you done a voice? Have you been the voice of stuff?
I haven't.
You have a good voice.
Been the voice.
Doesn't he have a good voice for voiceover? You can see it.
Yeah, I can see it.
When marijuana is legal,
like
you'll be
the
spokesperson.
I was a commercial for what was that cartoon on HBO? Tim or not? Lifetime of Tim. I was in a promo for that, like a spot where somebody was at the movies and their phone kept going off.
What did you say?
And I say something like, "I can't believe this." Or, oh, really? Like, it's too, like, I have two lines, and they're both really angry at someone for using a cell phone.
That's really good.
In a movie theater.
That's pretty good.
And they, thanks.
You sounded
and they
like
showed
that
it,
promo.
They showed it in movie theaters for a while, so I had to go see some shitty movie I didn't want to see just to see myself in that spot.
It's just you in there alone going, you're angry. Yeah.
Nailed it. No, I wish someone would start talking, because then that guy from the thing that told you not to talk would suddenly be
That's
in your
amazing.
Fucking face
That's
about
amazing.
It.
That's fucking amazing. That is so funny.
I'd just be like, really?
Can you imagine that person talking during the guy, and then they're like, my stupid day, this is something I thought of that doesn't ever matter. And then you turn around, and you're like, shut up! And they're like, They look at the screen and you. It would melt their minds. I do. I love that. I got in a fight a while ago. I never get in fights, but I got in this fight. I won't tell a story, but I got in a fight, and in the beginning of the fight, one of the guys was like, fuck you, you look like that guy from Yogi Bear.
For real?
For real. And then they ended up being the worst at fighting, and so I kind of beat them up, you know?
You beat up two guys?
Three guys.
What?
Wait a second.
Get out of here.
I was looking at my phone and lost track of the story.
I can't tell the story.
You pick up where right TJ now. Says he I'll just beat up three time. Guys at once.
I'll tell the story another time, but I think it's funny that one of those guys is probably like, did we just get beaten up by the guy from Yogi Bear? I think that would be amazing.
Well, they called you the guy from Yogi Bear, so that probably is what they said.
If they remember it, they probably do.
It wasn't like, oh, shit, are you sure that was the guy from Yogi Bear?
Then if they ever watch Yogi Bear, it's like stupid me in shorts and a ranger hat being like, we have a bear disturbance, sir. And they're like, that fucking guy kicked my ass in Manhattan. How did that happen?
Were you wearing that? Is that why they were picking on you in the first place?
That's amazing. Yeah, I like to wear a Rangers outfit in New York and ask people if they've seen Yogi Bear. So sue me. That's the life I have.
That's legal in New York now.
It is legal in New York.
I think you should wear that suit and then walk the train tracks of the New York subway system and just be the actor who got really confused after being in two movies. And he thinks he's a ranger who works with trains.
I didn't even get that until halfway through. That was an amazing joke. Yeah, I'm just like, I gotta stop the train. Also, picnic baskets. Why have I chosen so many different genres?
By two, you mean so many? How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Yeah.
That's happening, right?
It's going down.
And you're gonna be the voice again of...
Tough Nut.
Tough Nut.
Why are you laughing? Why would you laugh at that? Why would you laugh at that? Because of the colloquial expression, busting a nut?
Have you seen that new reality show, Roseanne's Nuts, about Roseanne Barr opening up a nut farm in Hawaii?
Really?
It's a real thing.
Is that a real thing?
I thought for sure this is fake.
No, it's a real thing.
That's the world we live in now. Yeah. For reals. What the world is like. You can be like, can you believe this insane thing that can't possibly be true? And you're like, no way. And you're like, yeah, it's on
E. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
You can see it on E on Sundays.
I don't think it's on E, though.
No, certainly not.
It's on Lifetime, maybe.
Oh,
is it?
No.
Is it on?
Roseanne's Nuts.
Yeah.
She is crazy.
Yeah. It's a great title because she is
crazy, yeah.
But what I want to know is, did someone go, hey, you're crazy. Let's do a show about you opening up a nut farm. Or if she opened, like, opened a nut farm and then they just lucked into what a great title they have.
She's doing what?
Roseanne's Nuts.
Oh, man. I wonder if that'll do well.
Yeah.
Remember when Dice Clay had
I'm going to buy, or I'll watch it. I'm buying the whole season. I'm buying the box set. I'm pre-ordering it.
The franchise.
You're totally in.
Where is Pete?
Pete
texted
about
him.
He texted me. He claims Hollywood is closed.
The entire town.
Whole industry.
The whole fucking city. It's
I came
down.
Here from Hollywood and, you know, it was terrible, but I got here. Because there's the thing that, you know, he's from New York, so he's got to adjust to the fact that when you want to go somewhere in L.A.,
yeah, but he's lived
you know, you got to leave early enough to
That's true.
Adjust.
This is what he responded to me. I said, come on in, just come right on stage. And this is what he texts me back. Okay, shit, this traffic sucks. But now say it in a baby voice.
But it's not a baby voice. That's part of the idea of the bit, is that it's an adult voice coming out of a baby.
But he looks like a baby with a man voice.
Yeah.
That's true. But he looks like a baby.
Since he's a baby with a man voice, when he's a man, he should talk in a baby voice. He should have to communicate in a baby voice.
That would be the best.
He's not doing his adult voice for the commercial. Yeah.
It's part of the contract.
He legally can't use his regular voice now.
It's part of the contract. I hate it. I don't like it. But I make so much money, I have to do it.
E-Twade said they'll sue me.
E-Twade.
He sent me a text. Doug, I'm so sorry. Hollywood is closed. Super traffic. Going as fast as my Widow Wags can.
He did not say Widow Wags.
No, he didn't, because he's driving. What difference would his Widow Wags make?
That's true.
I can't reach the pedals, but I'm on my way.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. This has nothing to do with movies.
But I love it.
What should we do? Like, this is the part of the show where I normally say, let's play the Leonard Maltin game, but we have a competitor is absent. Should we?
I want to.
Have you seen any good movies lately? I was thinking.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's just stall on a show that we are running out of time.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe I should just play with the two of you guys.
Oh, there he is!
Oh, look at this big baby! Look, he brought his baby bonnet.
Baby.
I'm so sorry.
That's the biggest baby I've ever seen. Say it like a baby.
Say it like a baby.
Like the E-Trade baby or like no, a regular
like
baby?
Like an actual like baby. None of those fake babies.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Traffic sucks.
I pooped my diaper. Is that a baby?
He doesn't do a good baby voice.
That's why.
That's why.
That's why he almost didn't get the part. They're like, try it as a man. And then he did it again. They're like, it's just sold. That's where they got the idea for the E-Train baby to sound like a man, because his baby voice was so shitty.
I like that he's in the room, and they're like, no, it's a terrible baby impersonation. Go, go. We won't even call you. And as he turns, he's sort of sad, and he sniffles, and they're like, wait, do it as a man.
We're taking a long shot here, but try it as a man.
I'm so sorry. It's not a good baby voice.
But when you do it, it's not exactly your voice either, though, right?
No, that was kind of it. Hey, Doug, you ever think about online investing?
That's why I didn't recognize it, because I've never been around you where you're not just yelling and laughing like that. The E-Train baby is a really subtle character that you play.
He frowned upon in this establishment.
That's
louder than me.
That's what I brought to the character.
It's so funny. My father loves those commercials. He loves them. And they're some of his favorite entertainment in American
culture.
It's
pretty funny when the baby and coach is being stupid and he's like, he calls him on it.
Your dad insists that the baby's name is Nigel, which it isn't.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks the baby doesn't have a name.
What's that? The baby doesn't have a name. And there's a spot where it sounds, I'll agree with him that it sounds like the guy calls him Nigel. But who but me would know? Who would know so if
my father is
me?
Like, no, it's Nigel. And Pete's like, I'm the baby.
Who else?
Not Nigel.
Who else has seen the name tag in your diaper that you wear when you read those spots? Because you dress like a baby when you read the spots.
I'm very method. Your dad would not stop talking about that. And that's it. We're done.
That's amazing.
That's good. I mean, they leave other stories.
Welcome to the show, Pete Holmes. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Pete Holmes, everybody. Give it up for
Thank
Pete Holmes.
Thank you for having me. I'm so sorry.
Man.
We miss you, but we had a great time.
Yeah, I'm glad. Time. Traffic is the worst. You know when you
shut the fuck up.
Hate everybody? You're dead. You are dead. What is happening right now? Two TJs on the show.
Dueling TJs.
Oh, my God.
It did bomb. Why did that bomb?
I don't know.
Because people sitting over there couldn't even tell that was you. They thought he was still talking.
What is happening?
That is not me.
I'm in Yogi Bear 3D.
You both sound like me.
It did better. I don't know. We had to lead them to it. Lead them to it. Don't ever say that.
Take them by the hand.
Never.
I'm in Yogi Bear.
I'm Yogi Bear. Dad, it's not Nigel. Yeah. The best
is like staring in a mirror.
You say what is happening right now. What is happening?
That's like the movie The Change Up, where they hire two actors that are sometimes confused for one another and go, pretend to be each other. Oh, that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
We're both going to be all snarky and smart alecky and handsome. They're handsome.
I've been doing a joke lately. I invite everyone to do this. Every time I see an advertisement for The Change Up, no matter if I'm with people or not, I go, ooh, The Change Up. Just like I'm verbally, vocally excited about the movie. I'll be talking about something else. I'm like, yeah, so I don't know what's going on tomorrow. Ooh, The Change Up. That's coming out soon. Anyway, and I'll go back into it. Try it. It's really been making my days better. It really has.
I think it could be a fun.
Try it for
it could
7 days.
Be a fun
days.
Movie, though.
Try it for 1 week.
Can I change it to Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, that's a fun
but
one.
But when I see a commercial for The Change Up.
Ooh, Winnie the Pooh. How insane would that look? You're just walking around Los Angeles. Ooh, Winnie the Pooh. Whenever you see The Change Up.
That would be crazy.
It would.
How do they switch bodies?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, they're both peeing into a fountain, and they both wish that they had each other's life, even though the one guy is just saying it. He doesn't even mean it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so sad.
I don't even care. I think the movie should start. Holy shit, I'm in your body.
Yeah.
I'm in your body.
Yeah.
I don't need 20 minutes of, oh, my life is this, your life is that.
As a form, he should answer his phone and just be like, I'm Jason Bateman now. And that's the name of the character.
I'm
now Jason Bateman.
Human beings aren't going to be like, hold on. Are we supposed to believe the wishing well thing after we don't know what their lives are like and how different they are? Bullshit.
That's a great idea, though, to have... They should do a movie where two famous actors switch bodies and have to live as the other actor, and they play themselves playing the other guy.
That's actually... Yeah, that is a good idea.
Get Travolta and Nicolas Cage to do it again! I always say that Nicolas Cage kind of nailed Travolta, but not vice versa.
Dude, I gotta say...
One was better than the other at impersonating the
Nicolas Cage is an amazing actor.
He's good!
He's really good.
It's his fucked up stupid hair is the problem.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't see the new Bad Lieutenant.
It's fucking amazing. I love it. I really, really love it.
I also have to remove the Abel Ferrara category from the game now.
One guy verbally.
No.
Okay, you can.
Not Abel Ferrara.
Have you guys seen The Tooth Fairy with The Rock?
I haven't.
You have to watch it. It's insane. You have to see it.
It's bad, right?
Talk about... Well, we rewound it an hour into it because we're like, wait, what the fuck?
Who's we?
Me and my friend John. John Merriman.
I thought you were going to be like John Mayer.
John Mayer and me.
And he was like,
okay, you and John Mayer watching this shitty movie.
John Mayer.
The Tooth Fairy movie. And you had to rewind it. Why?
Well, just because we couldn't figure out how did we get here? And who's this family? Like, he has this vague relationship to this woman and children. But they never, like, kiss. You don't, like, it's like he's her husband. But
that's the issue you had with the Tooth Fairy?
No, no.
Wait a minute.
I can't believe I put it on with the Tooth Fairy.
You don't even know, like, why he's, like, and he, like, hates the Tooth Fairy. I don't know. It's really baffling. And then he becomes, you never really figure out why he became a Tooth Fairy or how that all happened.
I think it's in the first five minutes. He does something wrong.
I saw the game, though.
Yeah, but it's all very vague.
What's the one where he's a football player and he has a little girl?
All of these movies.
That girl was just straight up like, game plan. I've been thinking about it all day. Listeners at home, I stood up.
That was threatening.
But that's what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to say to people, what's the game plan for today? And they're going to be like, well, I'm going to go. No. I mean, when are we going to watch?
That's amazing. That's a great tweet. Pete has a story about a friend of ours that John Mayer was racist.
I have a game called the Leonard Maltin game that we have to play. Listeners would be furious, as would the people here.
John Mayer's racist.
Everybody, pull out your name tags, and you guys pick a name tag. Who you want to play for? Go get it. Go physically take it from them.
Oh.
Yeah. I know, Pete. I know you just were in traffic, so this is disorienting.
This is so frightening.
But get your baby ass out into the crowd and pick somebody. Brendan did it fast. He went with the person who wrote Sam, and then in parentheses, I am. But he also drew green eggs and ham. So it's like a Sean Penn, Dr. Seuss crossover reference on his name tag. Or her name tag, Sam?
Yeah.
Sam is a girl?
Sam's a girl.
Sam is a girl.
Mine was on a baseball, so...
Oh, wow.
But it says Jordan.
It's amazing how Jordan gets picked. He gets picked every week.
Where the fuck is Jordan? You son of a bitch.
Yo, you lost when you picked him.
No, yeah.
And now he's back.
He gets picked by how many people now?
Seven or eight? Five. Holy shit.
And it's the same fucking ball.
Really?
Boys love baseballs with Jordan written on them.
I must have had like a mobile or something.
The way he holds it too is just very if you don't pick me, I'm going to throw this at your balls.
Yeah, it is. It's scary. And he kind of has hair that implies that he has a knife in his car.
Now, what is this that you have, TJ?
Medical marijuana license.
Oh, my God.
And then her...
Somebody gave up their license
Her actual license.
Yeah, to prove that it's her.
And sell to an underage girl.
Let me see this. She looks attractive.
Oh, no, wait. She is under...
That's an attractive driver's license photo. Because usually you're all like, squank.
Well, squank?
Her last name... Your last name is Areola?
Laura Lola.
Where is she?
Just one guy's like, yeah!
Because he probably calls her that.
Yeah.
We call her L'Oreal.
It's her older brother who bullies
That's like
her
our thing.
All right. Well, we really don't need IDs or anything, but that's still nice that, what's her name? Nicole is being played for by TJ. And Brendan's going to play for Sam I Am. And you're playing for Jordan.
You signed this.
Yeah. Well,
let that be a lesson. If anybody here wants to get picked, have a baseball and look like a scary Jesus.
Scary Jesus.
Scary Jesus.
He looks pretty friendly to me, but...
You know, he played it coy, actually. If he gets picked a lot, he's really like a smooth criminal. You know what I mean? Because there was nothing behind his eyes. He was just kind of like, whatever, who gives a shit?
Coming. It's like a male comedy magnet.
Yeah, dudes. I don't think girls never picked it, right? Yeah.
Really?
I don't have a lot of girls on anyway.
Really, we're just coming at you. We're like, you're my father. Be my father. Just be my father for a second. I was never good at sports. But now I'm fine.
Scary Jesus.
All right, TJ, we're entering. You guys, this is the treacherous territory we're entering right now where this game has to be finished in 14 minutes.
Let's do it.
So let's
I won't talk.
Yeah, let's strap the riff guns on your belts.
You mean riff machine gun.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean that, but I'll let Pete go first because he's the newbie.
Okay.
And you've seen this game played before, right?
I could stand a refresher, but go ahead. I'll pretend I know what I'm doing.
Oh, I love that. It's going to work out great. Here are your category options. At Nicholas A. Carson suggested Almost Famous. That's movies featuring Edward James Olmos.
Okay.
Edward James Almost.
Yeah, I get it?
Yeah.
At Husky Rump suggested Flash Grodin, which is movies featuring Charles Grodin. And then a third category is very popular with people that aren't great at the game.
Yeah.
Called In Theaters Now.
I was going to, yeah.
That's motion pictures that are in 1,000 or more theaters now.
That's like in a hotel where they're like, you can get movies that are currently in the theater.
Yeah, and you can.
I want this.
You just fucking, Harry Potter is going to be in a movie theater tomorrow.
Someone threw a dime at me, Doug.
Is that
it's
going to
be in a movie theater, I just said. Of course.
Who threw this?
Movie theaters.
Fucking look at me. No.
Hey, each way, baby. Relax. They were saying, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're a...
10. Thank you. I'll put it in my priest pocket.
Your priest pocket.
Somebody really throw a dime at
they
you?
They did. Anti-Semitism.
On a scale of slowing down the game to slowing down the game.
Go, Doug, go. Oh, yeah. C, in theaters now.
Yeah. This movie's in theaters now.
So I'm going to guess the movie.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some clues, and then you guys are going to bid on how many names you think it would take you to get it. It's this game that you see every time you come to Comedy Bang Bang early and you watch the rest of the show.
Yeah.
I've seen you there.
I know. And I'm always
I've
in the
looked
bed.
Over and went, oh, there's that baby.
My therapist has said, I find it very fitting that you voice a baby.
Really?
Yeah,
no way, that's me.
Wow, that's not a therapist. Nice thing to say
I
at all.
I would punch him in the face.
Bully therapist.
You shit yourself at every session.
I thought it was very profound and interesting.
Leonard calls this movie harmless, which probably isn't what they were going for. And he also says that it...
You guys do know that Doug will orgasm if he can't find...
He says that the whimsy in this movie seems forced at times. So it's got forced whimsy.
That's the name of my
But it's
improv
harmless. And there are...
That's a good name whimsy. For an improv.
And there are 11 names listed. So how many names do you think... So a good opening bid would probably be 11 names. How many names do you think it would take you, Pete Holmes, to guess the name of this movie?
Yeah, 11.
Okay, good opening bid. Then we come over here to TJ.
10. Would you say forced whimsy? I said 10.
Is that all the info? Forced whimsy and harmless?
Yeah, and it's in theaters now.
Right.
This is a big clue. It's a pretty big clue.
Okay. I'll go 7.
Ooh. See, Pete, now you have to go lower or say to him, name that movie.
Name it, man.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to force you into that. All right, so you get 7 names.
Yeah.
It's in theaters now. Your 7 names are Rob Riggle, George Takei, Nia Vardalos, Pam Grier, Wilmer Valderrama, Gugu Mothra-Raw, that's the best pronunciation I can come up with, and Tajari P. Henson.
Oh, Tajari.
Yeah. She's in it. So now it's on Brendan to guess.
Is it Bad Teacher?
No.
No?
But that was a good guess, because that's in theaters now. But the actual answer is Larry Crown. Oh. George Takei. Oh, you know, God, yeah, Sulu. How many movies has Sulu in?
I thought he was how talking about that? Being in bad... Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, you thought he said he was in Bad Teacher.
Yeah.
And Nia Vardalos is in it because she co-wrote it with Tom Hanks.
I don't know who Nia Vardalos is.
She's my Big Fat Greek Wedding. Anyway. Nice job, Pete Holmes. You got a point.
Oh, I got a point?
Yeah. Yay, Pete.
What is happening right now?
You did it. That's what's happening. You totally got that right.
I am so bad at this. I think I couldn't name a movie that's just in theaters if that was the clue.
Yeah, that's part of the fun of that category is, you know, at least if you say a movie that's in theaters right now, you have a shot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Winnie the Pooh would have been a bad guess. But
I love that fucking movie.
I don't think
I've
ever seen
it. It's got good reviews.
Winnie the Pooh?
You're against any other bear movies?
Yeah, Leonard liked it.
Is that a threat to you and your people?
Oh, man. Don't get him started about Grizzly Man. He's like, oh, shit. Yo, so I got to die? I got to die?
They don't even show the guy's head getting eaten.
It's a bad movie. Is Winnie the Pooh, he's a bear.
He is a bear.
He's always in that fucking honey.
They call him a poo, but he's a bear.
Ugh.
All right, we're going to start a bear in a half shirt, which is kind of weird.
We'll see how it does.
It's a sexy shirt Pooh has on. We're going to start with you, TJ.
Okay.
You get to pick a category. Then in my new reverse order system, we go to Pete Holmes. Friday.
We've all been very excited about the reverse order system.
Friday, when this podcast plops, it's going to be Albert Brooks' birthday on Friday.
Oh, he's the
happy
best.
July,
so funny.
July 22. Albert so Albert Brooks films, either starring or directed by. I think all the ones he directed, he was actually in as well. So any movie that he's in would qualify. Summer blockbusters. It's summer blockbuster season, you guys. Let's look back at one from the past. Have some fun with it. And then, got to stay on the birthday theme because there's some really good birthdays today. There's like five or six good ones, but I got to go with on Friday, it's going to be Willem Dafoe's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, the original shithead.
What a strange culture.
Which one of those would you like, TJ? Albert Brooks, summer blockbusters?
I feel like I have a better shot
Wilhelm
with Albert Brooks.
Dafoe. What?
I feel like I have a better shot with Albert Brooks.
So that's the one you're picking?
But it would be fun to do the summer. That. Okay, Albert Brooks.
Okay. Jeez. This Albert Brooks movie is from 1991. Leonard says it's full of funny ideas and it's hard to dislike. Yeah, sit there and try. 3 stars, 1991, and it's an Albert Brooks movie, and there are 10 names. How many names do you think you get it in, TJ Miller?
9.
My friend TJ Miller. 9 names.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we go to Pete.
So if I definitely can't do it, so.
Jesus.
What does that mean?
You don't have to open.
Just name that movie, Pete. Name that movie.
What strategy is that?
Try to make him name it?
Yeah, he's a scared baby.
I am a frightened baby.
I think if you say 8 names.
Yeah.
Or how many? What did you say?
He said 9.
9, yeah. I think if you say 8 names, Brendan, it would be weird for him to say name that movie to you at this point.
All right, 8
but
names.
But maybe he will.
8 names.
Maybe.
8 names. I've shown my weakness. I've exposed
my
heart
to you. So
hit him with
it
hard
next time.
Get him. He took a point from you.
I'll say I think I know what it is. Do you know what it is?
So go 0 names or negative names.
I might know it. I mean, I know his films were around that time.
4.
Oh shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, then name that movie.
All right, man. Here we go.
Now you have to fuck it up. You're gonna die.
All right.
Your 4 names, and I think there's 9 actually. Yeah, it's 9 names, actually. But your 4 names are Ethan Embry, Peter Shuck, Lillian Lehman, and George D. Wallace. And there's 5 names remaining, and it's an Albert Brooks movie from 1991. So if you name an Albert Brooks movie,
well,
you have a good shot at this.
Is it The Muse?
No.
Fuck!
The rest of the names are Buck Henry, Lee Grant, Rip Torn, Meryl Streep.
Defending Your Life was 91.
Defending Your Life. That's what I thought. Yeah, and I thought it was that.
I thought that was like 80
something. But I couldn't remember the exact name of it.
I thought it was the casino one. Which one was that?
Modern Network. Romance.
You get a point. Lost in America.
You get
so you,
oh,
so you got the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now Pete has a point. TJ has a point.
I'm just giving everybody points.
Brandon's sitting over there.
Brandon, you should have knocked it down. He wasn't going to be able to get
it. Well, I fight.
I'm going to mention real quick, what we're playing for. We're playing for Brandon brought a copy of Patton Oswalt and Zach Galifianakis performing drunk. Yeah. I know. Who wouldn't want that? I, of course, brought a Woot Monkey. Brought another Woot Monkey to shoot into the crowd, as I always do. And then...
Wow.
That big guy just grabbed it.
No
ceremony.
Like,
this is mine.
Just getting this over with.
I am a giant.
A copy of Yogi Bear, maybe in 3D, depending on your TV.
This is 2D. And it is...
Throw that in
I will
crowd.
Sign that, and I'll take a
picture. And she's out of my league
you.
In 3D.
It's not a great
This
film.
Is in 3D. It's not a great she's out of my league.
That is in 3D.
I love... He plays airport security in this movie, so it's if you ever get a chance to go through airport security with TJ, it's a lot of fun. Because they're all looking at him like, why did you make us look like dicks? And then...
No,
you
I was
didn't
defending
know. You didn't
yeah,
know.
I was defending them, but yeah, I hate the real TSA.
You hate them?
Yeah, they're awful.
Okay. I don't want you to get an extra pat down just because you said that. And, of course, a copy of my CD, Doug Betts Professional Humidity. So that's what we're playing for today. It's a nice price package for Nicole, or Sam, or
Jordan.
Or Jordan. Jordan, five times at the plate.
Jordan in his
baseball always strikes out. This is your chance. What are you doing? What's happening? Huh? My phone's in the bag?
That's a bonus.
That's hilarious.
I have done that so many times.
Jordan is so helpful.
You just put everything away.
I'm like, what, Jordan, can it wait till after the show? What are you trying to tell me?
I'll be putting away socks, and then I'll just start putting away things on
Jordan's
top
always on the ball because he's from the state of Denver. Now let's finish this game.
The state of Denver.
Yeah, that's and he's on the ball. All of that was great. Okay, here we go.
I'm in the state of Denver.
So TJ got that point. It means we start with Pete, then we go to Brendan. And Pete, you get a pick between...
Summer blockbusters.
Fair enough. In the
Independence Day.
In the attempt to...
Give me the point. Give me the point.
We're only playing to 2 points, so that would have been amazing if that were correct, because I would have given it to you. Because we've only got 5 minutes left. But we're going to play this. We're going to play this for reals.
Welcome to Earth, bitch.
Don't.
Sorry, I'm thinking about Independence Day.
Man, Will Smith is the coolest.
I thought you were practicing for a future E-Trade spot. Yeah,
welcome to Earth, bitch.
I'll try to get the E-Trade baby loves the Will Smith and his whole family. You should make that part of the backstory of the E-Trade baby.
So I'm talking to Jada Pinkett the other day. And
He can improvise. He's improvised once all the time. It's amazing. Do it. Do that one.
All right. This summer blockbuster is from 2004. Mm-hmm. That's when it was a summer blockbuster. Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars. He says about this, he says that... wow. Everything gives it away. He says that it's episodic. And he also says that a couple actors add spunk.
Okay, relax, kids. Jesus.
So those are horrible clues, but there's a lot of names. There's,
in case you were thinking jizz, it's not.
There's 21 names, Pete.
Get it.
How many names do you think you can get it in?
10 names.
Nice opening bid. Now we go to Brendan.
Fucking get him. No, hit him.
Nine,
what are you
says.
Doing?
I don't.
He says
I'm,
nine names.
I'm,
TJ.
Name that frat. Movie.
Oh wow.
Me again?
Yes. What? What don't you understand about this? It's happened 3 times in a row. Oh,
not really.
Stop
no.
using that voice.
I'm kicking myself.
It's happened. Brandon, it's happened 3 times, Yogi Bear.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone. One day Pete will be able to do his Jada Pinkett Smith improv.
What if the E-Trade people are listening and they're like, we like that voice better, and they hire TJ. Maybe talks like that from now
I'd
on.
I take that. Yeah.
Okay, here's your 9 names, Brandon.
Oh. Wait, what was it again?
It's a summer blockbuster from 2004 that's a couple of things that I said about
episodic
it.
And a couple of the actors add spunk.
Spunk, yeah.
Episodically.
There's some additional spunk in this movie.
A little too much spunk, said Roger Ebert.
He didn't say that. And it's, oh, I see. You're quoting a different guy. Okay.
You believe me? Roger Ebert said a little too much. Pete, who doesn't have a phone out, says, Roger Ebert said, I'm done with the bit.
Wait, what was that in context?
Leonard Maltin. We're out of time.
This is Leonard Maltin, not Roger. You know that.
Leonard Maltin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Would you fucking get it together, Pete? God.
Julie Christie, Pam Ferris, Lenny Henry, Warwick Davis, Don French, David Bradley, Julie Walters, Tom Felton, and Emma Thompson are your nine names.
Independence Day.
Everybody thinks they know it.
Nine was good.
Except for the E-Train baby guessed it wrong.
Nine is good.
Welcome to Earth.
What do you think?
Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
Blockbuster.
Uh-huh.
2004.
Hard to imagine, right? Can't be that movie where she has the mole on her face.
It's 94, not 2004.
Nanny McFuck you.
No, what year is it?
I believe he said 94, right?
2004, I thought.
I think I said 2004, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what are you doing?
It's Independence Day.
2004.
Quiet, baby.
Sorry.
It's time to put down the baby.
Ah!
Nobody legally, puts baby in the corner.
Legally, I can't laugh at that. It's contractual that I cannot laugh at jokes denigrating the baby.
Don't denigrate the baby. What do you think there, Brendan? If you miss it, I'm thrilled, because then TJ's the winner. If you don't miss it, it's a three-way tie. We have to play one more round.
A lot is riding on this, Nicole.
Don't drag Nicole into this.
Thompson.
Could be.
You want the other names? You're dwelling on Emma Thompson.
Yeah,
Tom Felton. Do you know who that is? That gives it away completely.
I don't know.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Warwick Davis narrows it down to only a handful of
Warwick
movies.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't know any of these names.
She is one of the greatest Australian actresses of her time.
You don't know Edward Shum?
Julie Walters, Don French. Those are good clues. I mean, you know, I'm saying this from a position of looking at it. If I were in your shoes, I probably wouldn't know it either.
Zat Tomroy.
I would know it. When I heard Tom Felton, I'd know it.
William Fagone.
2004 blockbuster.
Warwick Davis.
Anything? Just guess a summer blockbuster.
Warwick Davis. Warwick.
Davis. What was that one with all the old assassins? But that was more recent.
Assassins?
Yeah, yeah. It had like
Red?
Clint Eastwood and shit in it. Was he in that?
No, I don't pay attention to things. But it was Old Assassins, right?
Old Assassins. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know a 2004 blockbuster.
All right.
George, I don't know.
What was it?
Everyone knows it. Well, I mean, you might not know which specific one it is. It's Harry Potter and...
Oh.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh, my God. Look, all the nerds showed themselves.
You gotta be
a nerd to see the biggest movie in
the world. Bigger than any movie you've been in.
I'm not, hey. Easy. Hey, you know what else that's true about?
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the guy from Spy Kids. but you're the winner, TJ. Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow. I won and I was insulted.
No.
Episodic.
I don't think that's insulting. That's just the fact that movie's made more money than any other movie that you've been in, and it did it in one weekend.
That's true. And I can say confidently now, I'll never be in a film that makes more money than the Harry Potter franchise. And that's okay.
I don't think that's true. I think that's a terrible prediction.
It's like the highest grossing franchise of all time, right?
The franchise is, yeah, but one of your individual movies might do better.
I don't know.
Dragon.
I don't think so.
Dragon 2 is going to tear it up.
Maybe. If I'm still in it.
Is the script good? Do they show you the whole thing?
No, you can't see any of the script. Everything's secret now because the internet sucks. It does.
No, everything sucks because the internet's great.
I don't know what the fuck just happened. I think my mind stopped.
Pete Holmes, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, my new show, Kid Farm, kidfarmshow.com, is a funny new web show.
Super funny.
Check that out.
It's talking babies again?
It's me interacting with real babies, which is more fun, I think, actually. Sometimes I pick them up and I go, hey, Doug, you ever think
I prefer the E-Trade commercials. Oh. That's my father.
My greatest work.
Brendan Walsh, what do you got coming up?
I'm the worst at this game, aren't I? That's
no, I was the worst. I was worse than you. That's,
yeah, no, no, I wouldn't have known.
Tom Felton's the kid that plays Draco in every movie. Isn't that his name? What's
I haven't
his
seen
name?
Any of them.
Honestly, I haven't seen any of them either.
I don't know.
The son of Draco.
I don't know what. September 2nd.
Is there anyone named Draco in Harry Potter?
Draco.
Yeah.
It's Draco. Everybody knows that. His name is D-R-A-K-O. Draco.
Yeah. It's How to Train Your Drago.
That sounds like a racial
Your Dragone.
Shut up, Drago.
Hey, could you train my Dragone?
I had to say it because it was true.
What do you got to plug, buddy?
I'll be in Kirkland, Washington at Laughs.
That's awesome, yeah.
In September. September 2nd and 3rd.
All right.
I don't think I really have.
Wait. Labor Day weekend?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I'm going to be at Bumper Shoot that weekend. We should try to hang out.
Okay.
Yeah, Kirkland
hey guys,
is like
where do you
yeah,
think
a
right
million miles away. But
where do you guys meet
not
up?
That far.
Just call each other.
We'll try to meet in the middle somewhere.
All I would get from that is, oh, you're not doing Bumper Shoot this year?
No, I'm going to be at Laughs.
Where is
Kirkland?
You can't do it every
Washington.
Year. Where's Sam at? Where come over here, Sam. I need you to write down someone to call, for me to call a shithead at the end of the show. Yeah, it is exciting. I don't know what to make of her attitude. Well, that's exciting. And who are you playing for? Oh, you were playing for Jordan. Jordan, of course, gets a step up. Who's that? That just the first name? Give the whole name.
Do it.
Let's lay into him. It's me saying. It's me
while
saying.
While they're doing
it, it's
that,
not
can I say
it.
I have? I'll be in Kansas City at Stanford and Sons Wednesday through Saturday. Featuring for my friend Nick Vatteron.
Wednesday through Saturday of this week?
This week and then...
Yeah. So as always, that
Montreal.
Plug is going to be completely missed by most people because
doesn't
come out until Friday.
I'll also be in...
But go see him on Saturday.
Yeah, see me on Saturday and come to... I'm in Montreal. Anyone who's near Montreal, the 27th through the 30th, let's eat poutine and make fun of my voice.
Oh, yeah. I'll also be there. We're probably on...
Then that actually will actually happen and that makes me sad.
All right, well, we're only 4 minutes over, so that's not too bad. Thank you once again to TJ Miller.
You guys, thank
Brandon
you so much.
Walsh.
Sorry, some of the
thank
jokes
you.
Were
peace out, homie.
Just got off a plane. So,
Pete Holmes, stay here, you guys. Stay in your seats.
All
we
got to
get a picture of
hit,
you all
you know?
Together, smiling happily, like a family, at the end of the show. But first, I have to say this. Patrick St. John is a shithead.
Ooh. Sounds like he cures headaches.
Hello, I am Patrick St. John.
Do you have any Patrick St. John?
And I'm a shithead? I will cure your headache.
He sounds like an herb.
Despite the shithead thing.
He sounds like an herb.
I like that guy, Taxmasters guy, Patrick Cox, with the crazy beard. He looks like a mole man. His commercials used to be like, hi, I'm Patrick Cox, blah, 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 blah. But then somebody must have told him, oh, you got to be more friendly and likable. So his new commercial, he's like, hey, I'm Patrick Cox. Or whatever his name is.
Trying to
and
get
then he goes into
it.
His dry speech about saving you from financial ruin. And also, as usual, according to Jordan, Steve Carell is a shithead.
Why is he a shithead?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in